control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you might like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So not only do you get to call in, talk about what you want, but you also get to promote what's most interesting to the front page of our website. You get to create the content for the site. So if you find something online that you think our listeners should know about, then you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com. Then others will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning others are more likely to see it, including us, over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark. We've got on the line with us here a special guest this evening who is, I guess, kind of calling in as a newsmaker tonight. Usually he's reporting on the news. Dave Ridley is here from RidleyReport.com. Dave, are you there?
I am.
Dave, good to have you. Of course, our listeners have been with us for a long time, have heard your voice a number of times on this program as both a... You can't talk right now?
No, I was talking to someone who's knocking on the door.
Oh, okay, very good. So you've been on the show as both just a caller and also a guest. We've had you in our studio. We've talked to you at Porkfest. You are one of the most prolific media personalities in New Hampshire, in, I would say, the entire Liberty movement.
Definitely.
Right, you do what you call Ridleyographies, or Ridleyos, and you report on various different liberty activism and liberty-oriented issues and news here in New Hampshire. You're kind of the boots on the ground, the man with the video camera who turns in the most, just the most stuff, the most content for as far as the video world is concerned and in regards to all of the activism up here. And you really provide a great service of giving people a window into the world of a lot of what goes on up here in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I want to thank you for doing that. But more importantly, while you're doing this news reporting, you're also an activist at the same time. And your style of reporting differs from the average kind of news TV station, and you were actually professionally trained at those stations and worked at those stations for a long time, and you've kind of struck out on your own. And as a result of kind of being out on your own, it's more likely that men carrying badges and guns will pick on you. And that's what happened yesterday afternoon while you were at a hotel in Nashua. Can you set the scene for us?
Yes, Joe Biden was in town for a Democratic gathering it's a traditional gathering. They have, you know, almost all the major Democrat bigwigs have been to this gathering at some point in over the years. And I didn't really think I'd get, you know, much Joe Biden video. I thought maybe if I was lucky, I'd get maybe ask the governor a question or two as he was going in. But I just like to go to these things and videotape the stuff that no one else is videotaping. How does the Secret Service look? How do the guests, you know, coming in who are going to see Joe Biden, you know, how does they look? How do the political operatives look? What do they do? Do they come up to me and bother me? Do they not come up to me and bother me? I interview people. You know, I interviewed former congressman, a guy that helped form the UN, a guy that you know, used to be senator in New Hampshire, another current senator and a representative. I mean, I can't remember all the people.
So how long were you there before the incident transpired with the police?
Probably about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And what happened was a Radisson hotel employee kind of confided in me. She was asking what I was doing and kind of they were trying to figure out what to do with me for a while. And she indicated that Nashua police had approached her and or had approached the Radisson staff and hey, you know, what about this guy? You know, do we need to do something about him? Should you do something about him? Should we do something about him? It was kind of, I think when they instigated the scowling at me, essentially.
That's very interesting. So an employee of the hotel clued you in that the police were trying to essentially get them to order you removed?
That may be an exaggeration. She just acknowledged that the police had approached them to some extent. That's my best recollection. Now, more of this will come out as I'm able to put up the tape. I haven't had a chance to review the tape very well yet, so I'm just going on memory. But There was definitely a sense that national police were questioning.
Well, targeting.
I have to say that's very suspicious, and it wouldn't surprise me if it were true because of my interactions with national police, my understandings of national police. These are the same cops who last year arrested several activists because they were having a marijuana celebration at one of their public parks there, and it was huge, and it made big news, and Catherine Bleich, I think, is suing the police department as a result of her arrest. She ended up being found not guilty in that particular case, recalling correctly, and she is now countersuing. So these people, the National Police Department, have had run-ins with the activists before, and they haven't really figured out how to handle themselves.
They certainly seem to have an attitude of sorts.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They see somebody who's not acting sort of like a normal citizen, and they just treat them like a criminal is essentially what they do.
You mean like meek and docile?
Yeah, that basically, looking down at the sidewalk and walking away from them.
Right. And from what I've read, by the way, on some of the posts regarding your arrest yesterday, there was a young lady who posted that she's got friends in Nashua who say that the cops basically run the downtown. Like that they intimidate people down there, and they're known for being corrupt and thugs. So with that all said, at some point, how long was it after the hotel person kind of indicated that to you between when that happened and when you were asked to leave?
I would say about 7 minutes. Then a different person came out. She was like on her cell phone trying to call higher ups, figure out what they should do with me. She was real nice. And then the higher up just kind of poked his head out and said, "You're interfering." And he didn't really tell me to do anything. I said, "Well, do you want me to leave?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "Okay," and started leaving. But I don't leave real fast. I was leaving, walking backwards, videotaping backwards at the scene that I was leaving. It was faster backwards walking than my normal backwards walking just because of the distance that I had to go to get to my car.
Yeah, you're kind of known for when you're asked to leave a scene and you were on private property and you're somebody who respects private property, you were asked to leave and so you began to leave. And normally when you leave a scene, you kind of back out so you can continue recording video of what was transpiring and at the same time also be, acquiescing to their request.
Yeah, sort of acquiescing under protest, I guess you could say.
Right.
But, I do believe that the rest, and it's a gray area, but I do believe they have a right to ask you to leave and expect you to leave, even if they're hosting the vice president. I'm not comfortable with them doing that, and I do want to document the process, and I told them that. I think you got the right, but I'm going to document the process if you do that. I just let the public decide what they think about it.
So you're leaving, and were the cops, when did they show up as compared to when you were asked to leave?
Well, they were all over. That was the thing. I mean, they were coming and going, walking past me all the time, and I had some shots of them, and, I said hi to a couple of them, and there was just nothing unusual. It really almost didn't even feel like it was a vice presidential event. And the Secret Service, they scowled at me a little bit, but they were pretty laid back, and they weren't, it was not an overwhelming or oppressive presence. Like I said, all the Democrats seem to be really nice. One of them thanked me for being there, but eventually, after this hotel guy told me to leave and I started leaving, then the National Police started pouring out of the hotel and kind of like standing in front of me and like walking me back to my car, kind of like pushing me from 10 feet away.
So this was outside the hotel that this happened?
Yeah, I didn't ever go inside.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I thought you were inside getting the news.
I'm sure you can imagine the press was invited to this. There was press, Channel 9 had a live track station there. There was, I'm sure, cameras inside. There was a lot, the union leader was there and everything.
So the entire time you were outside, you began walking back toward your car, and the police at that point got in your face.
They just kept getting closer, yeah.
How many cops are we talking about?
I guess about, there was two main ones, but there were others behind them that were kind of, I wasn't as aware of them. We'll just see in the video because all the videos survived. I mean, to
that's great
their
news.
Credit, yeah, to their credit, they did not try to destroy any evidence or anything. So
right.
That was
they
just, I think
that's
I got,
true.
I think I got
to their
all
credit,
of all,
that is true.
To their credit, they didn't do anything illegal or corrupt.
Besides the whole arresting a journalist.
We're
doing as he was told and leaving. Hey, can you stick with us, Dave? Maybe take some more questions about this because I've got some more. All right, more with Dave Ridley. And if you've got a question for Dave Ridley from The Ridley Report, you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. and you'll find that the features on the site are free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go and see the ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
That's right, SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL can handle that for you. They handle accounts receivable, collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that it's important that the way they treat your customers, because you rely on your customers, so they treat your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL, C-A-I.
All right, 800-259-9231. Dave is still with us. Dave Ridley, that is, from RidleyReport.com. He's an independent video journalist operating primarily here in New Hampshire and covering primarily liberty-oriented news items, activism, etc. Has been doing so now independently. You left your job with the corporate TV world. How many years ago now, Dave?
07.
So you've been on your own now for four solid years, and I think are a real success story as far as showing that it is possible to kind of strike out on one's own in the world of media, especially now with, you know, the advent of YouTube, and also focus on activism-oriented topics. It's great to see somebody. I don't know if it's, you know, something that's paying all of your bills at this point, but clearly you feel like it's worthwhile. I mean, you keep at it.
Yeah, I make a little money at it.
Very good. I mean, that's if anybody that can say they make a little money at their activism is doing something right.
Yeah,
because
it's
hard to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of activism that doesn't pay at all.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you were arrested yesterday by the Nashville Police Department after you had been asked to leave a hotel. You were there for 45 minutes just interviewing people at a political gathering of Democrats. And for whatever reason, somebody decided to ask you to leave from the hotel you were leaving. You were in the process of physically backing out, and you have video footage of all of this. So your footage, as according to you, will basically vindicate you, correct?
Well, I think I have all of it. I haven't looked at it all in real time yet. I just fast-forwarded through it, or fed-forwarded, you know, to see if there was any black holes or something like that, but I didn't see any, so I think it's all there.
And so at some point, that's going to pop up over on your YouTube channel. Folks can go to RidleyReport.com, and they can see your videos. I mean, you've got hundreds of videos on your channel from the past, but the new videos you're going to be posting, I would imagine, at some point within the next, what, day or two?
Yeah, well, this should be uploading tonight.
Okay, great.
If all that tech falls into place, things are kind of scattered right now, but I should be able to upload at least part of the raw tape tonight, the most interesting part.
So I want to talk more about your arrest. I mean, again, the Nashville Police Department arrested an independent video journalist for doing as he was told and leaving this hotel. You were charged with criminal trespass. And which seems to be becoming one of the police's favorite charges.
Yeah, exactly.
To swing at an activist. So let's go first, though, to your calls for Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We've got a different David on the line here. David in New Hampshire, you're on with Dave Ridley.
Oh, hi. Hello.
David in New Hampshire with David in New Hampshire.
That's
yep.
right.
Go
yep.
ahead there.
I was going to just say, well, one good thing, they had that House bill, and there was a meeting about that today, so maybe that's some progress towards
not harassing. Which House bill is that? Filming cops.
It's called HB 145.
And the purpose is to what?
Not prosecute, you know, they won't charge you with felonies for filming the cops.
Unfortunately,
like
I
that.
Heard that the result of that from the political folks was that the Senate voted to put that back to the beginning or something like that. Like, they're not going to vote on it.
You heard that today?
No, yeah, I heard that
today.
I think
today. The Senate made a good call possibly on this, because there were some anti-liberty concerns about the bill actually having anti-liberty overtones.
Right, they modified the bill to make it so it was not so great from what I understood. But, David, your question for Dave Ridley.
I was going to just say one other thing real quick, is that there were quite a few Free State Project members there speaking and talking and regarding it, so that was good. I was going to ask Dave, what was the deal about not giving you a bail?
Yeah, great question.
Well,
thank you, David, for the call tonight.
They
didn't set a bail for you at all.
That may have actually been my doing, because they had some the bail commissioner thing they wanted to present me with or something like that. And you want to get out right now? Hey, it's just $40. You know, I don't have any interest in that. You know, I thought, I'd rather be here at least 3 or 4 days.
make it count.
I don't want to be out tonight. You know, there's no I mean, because the thing is, the longer you're in there, the more you draw attention to
that's true.
The issues of the needs of independent journalists.
Okay, so but beyond that, you weren't being non-cooperative, right? So you just turned down the so-called services of the bail commissioner.
Well,
but,
well can we back up just
a step? Sure.
How did you actually get arrested? What happened when they arrested you? Last I heard, you were backing up and they were in front of you. And then what caused the actual arrest to take place? Or they just got fed up?
They just kept getting closer. One of the cops started asking me, he said, where's your car parked? And I said, am I required to answer your question? And he asked it again. I said, am I required to answer that? And he said, well, no, you're not. Which is, that is really cool. You know, I said, thank you. Honesty about that, you know. And he said it again, where's your car parked? You know, he just kept asking.
Yeah, we'd really like to give our buddies in the towing world some business.
I guess. And so he said, okay, name and date of birth. I was like, what, am I required to give you that? He goes, well, yeah, because now you're trespassing. Oh, but I'm trying to leave. And you're in my face. And he kept asking me, name, date of birth, got closer, louder, and finally he just grabbed me. And
were you still moving during this? David, were you still moving backwards this whole time?
Of course.
Okay.
Incredible. Just incredible. The gall of these people. And, of course, they know they're going to get away with it, even if they drop the charges down the line. Most of the time, there's no sort of consequence.
Right. There's no accountability for them. Regardless of what they do, they can charge Dave with anything they want and keep him in jail for whatever bail conditions they set.
I suppose Dave could sue. Is that your kind of style of activism, though, Dave?
I'm not really necessarily against it. I guess if the pieces are in place, it would be appropriate. There's just so many different options. I don't think I'll be able to do them all, but I can sure do half of them. And the first thing, I guess, that I will want to try to do is a demonstration on Saturday in front of the police department. I put out a request that someone start setting that up before, because I just now got that back to my computer minutes ago.
Wow.
Actually, I just emailed Mark.
Excellent.
break.
So what else?
Take a look.
So you get arrested by these cops. Were you cooperative with the arrest as far as, you didn't go limp or anything like that?
No, I don't do much of that limp stuff, but I've never refused to answer so many questions. I thought they were just going to come down on me like a bag of bricks. They said, oh, yeah, you're going to end up in the naked room, in the padded cell. You're not going to let you have any clothes. I said, blah, blah, blah. I think, okay, well, we changed our mind. Just don't take off your clothes.
Wow.
Or if you take off any of your clothes. Well,
they were harassing you or antagonizing you while you were arrested, while you were in their custody at the jail?
This is at the jail. I usually don't answer all the questions. I usually, I'll refuse to answer maybe two-thirds of the questions.
So what kind of answers did you give them?
Well, if they would ask me, what is with you Free Staters or something like that, or if they ask me, well, what do you believe? I'll tell them that stuff.
Did you give them your name? Did they have any identification on you?
Yeah, I gave him my name. I usually do that.
Okay, all right. It's interesting to find out what some people do versus what they don't, because everybody's got a different tack that they take. If you can stick with us, I'd love to have you, Dave. Can you do that?
Okay, thanks.
More with Dave Ridley here in a moment from RidleyReport.com. The number for you, 800-259-9231, if you've got a question for him.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. News updates included. You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to follow the latest about Free Talk Live as it happens. You'll get emailed updates if you'd like, or Twitter, Facebook, follow us that way as well. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up however you like. It's all for free, of course. news.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all, bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Go see it at Ruger.com and pick it up at your local gun dealer.
Independent video journalist Dave Ridley is with us here tonight. He is the newsmaker this evening as opposed to the newsman. He was attempting to do some newsman stuff at a hotel, the Radisson in Nashua, New Hampshire, yesterday at a Democratic event. Was getting in a number of interviews. Had been there for a good 45 minutes before hotel staff asked him to leave, apparently at the behest of Nashua police,
right,
who have a real thorn in their side regarding activism.
Yeah, Dave, with the idea that the Nashua police think they're in charge downtown and whatnot, does that inspire you perhaps to do more sort of journalism in Nashua in the coming days or weeks?
Do we have Dave Ridley?
Underrated town in the state. I love it. It's mainly just because of the low prices, I guess, but
There's other things. It's just very easy to park all over the place. There's not so much downtown, but it's worth going downtown because there's really a lot of great stuff down there. It's just really a nice place. So I do find myself being there relatively frequently. I don't live that far away. So I guess it's just a place that's relatively near and dear to my heart. And that makes it all the more, you know, heartbreaking to have, a questionable police department. Although, like I said, we should always put these things in context. It's nothing like, you know, some of the police departments you might find in Massachusetts or Texas.
Certainly.
Not near as bad as that, but...
not near as good as other ones either.
It could be better.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. These guys they've got a real attitude from what I can tell there at the National Police Department. And so they arrested you as you were leaving the hotel. They take you down to the police station where you aren't giving up all of the information that they want from you. And you refused the so-called services of the bail commissioner. Although, by the way, it's my understanding that here in New Hampshire, you actually don't have to pay for the $40 bail commissioner fee, that he has to provide his so-called service without accepting payment for it. He's going to ask you for it, and he's going to try to get the money, but you don't have to. We bailed people out without paying that $40 fee. But aside from that, he can still refuse to bail you out. Like, if you don't give him the information he wants, then he can just refuse to go through with that process. So it may not have even been worth your while to talk to him.
Yeah, the main problem also is I think you have to sign something in agreement to do this or that. And who knows? You know, I just think, I don't know, if you throw a little recalcitrant toward the beginning, I think that possibly would have a, you know, positive effect on the judge when he sees you. He's like, oh, this guy refused bail. Maybe we shouldn't try to get him to give us $5,000 before he leaves, you know.
So then you're taken to the police station. You're processed at the police station. Did they did you give up fingerprints?
Well, I just went. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll walk wherever you tell me to, and I'm not putting my hand on that thing. You guys do all the work.
And they didn't have a problem with that? They didn't get uppity about that?
Well, that's all right. We can live with that. You're not kicking or screaming, you know.
Right.
Actually, they really react pretty well to this whole thing about just not giving information. They some of them get a little angry. They make threats and stuff like that. Mostly they react pretty well, especially if you don't back down, you know, and change your mind on these things once they start hurting you a little bit. And they're like, hey, you're stubborn. Okay, all right, well, just don't bother us anymore. Go over there and wear that thing. You know,
so at some point they gave you your phone call, your one phone call, and you elected to call the Porcupine 411 system, which is...
What about the quick video that you took inside the jail?
Right, we're actually not to the jail yet. Oh. We're still at the police station where he made his one phone call to Port 411, which actually allows activists to dial a phone number, leave a message, and then have that blasted out to hundreds of email activists, email addresses of other activists who are interested in following what goes on up here. And so you got the word out that you were in the police station, that you had been arrested. This was the first time that anybody even found out that anything had occurred. And what was going on in the background? At one point, you say something to a cop in the background in your message. What was happening there?
Oh, I guess I was just trying to, keep the audience entertained for as long as possible. And he kept wanting me to get off the phone or something. I said I was being treated relatively well, and the officer said, oh, you're being treated great. We're being really nice to you.
We're really nice to you as you take you away from your freedom. Anyway, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I said, you can broadcast here if you want, Mr. Silva. You know, and I tried to hand the phone to him or something, but he didn't want to be on. So
they take you down to the jail. This is the infamous Valley Street Jail, known as one of the more the not-so-nice jails in New Hampshire.
Well, he said, he goes, you won't survive. You know, you'll never survive in prison. You're too immature, and you're too
ludicrous.
Odd,
wow.
And, you know, you'd be in all kinds of trouble. Now, Valley Street Jail is going to eat you alive. You know, so I'm like, oh, okay, we'll see.
And what was the reality compared to what he said?
Oh, Valley Street Jail is nicer than what the activists say it is. I mean, the activists are always griping about it, and it's true that there's some problems there. But I was surprised. I thought it would be much nastier than it was.
Was that your first time inside Valley Street?
Yeah, and I thought, yeah, it's a chance to get a look inside Valley Street, finally.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what other things do you want to highlight from your stay in the jail?
Well, it was just, I guess I never refused to answer so many questions, but felt like I was treated so well. And it was just like both the National PD and Manchester, they were telling me, oh, man, if you don't answer questions, it's going to be the end of the world. You know, you'll freeze to death, you know, and it'll be, you know, naked time and rubber padded cell. And I never saw any of that stuff. You know, it was just, they treated me just like everybody else after telling me they were going to ruin my life, basically.
Interesting.
So they handed you...
Maybe even they treated me a little bit better. I mean, like, I was in this tank, you know, there's a holding tank at the beginning. It takes a while to process. There was people that were, like, there for 9 hours, right. And they had me through in 3 hours. So I felt like I was kind of getting unfair special treatment.
So, Dave, at one point they handed your phone back to you for some reason?
Oh, yeah, the quick phone. Yeah, right. So what happened was, I kind of tricked one of the guards. I kind of felt kind of bad about that because he really seemed like a pretty nice guy. But I just said, hey, I need to get some information off that phone. You know, I need to get a number, you know, so I can call. And I really did need that, but I didn't check that before I hit the quick button. So I said, uh-oh, quick's loading. So that's going to take a while for it to load. I guess I'm stuck with quick. I'm not going to get to make that call because I was going to try to call Lauren or something like that because I didn't know if I could get through to 411 again. And so I called... So instead of calling, I uploaded the Quick, you know, and I
right now Quick.com is a service that allows people, anybody with a smartphone, to download free software, and then it's a matter of one or two or three button presses, and you've got live streaming video streaming to the internet being saved on a server online from your cell phone, and that's what you did inside the jail processing area.
Yeah, I could sort of see his face sort of flicker with bewilderment when he saw the quick thing load onto the camera, and then I just hit the record button, and I just picked up the camera. Is that day really live? I haven't seen the video, so I don't know what got through.
I distinctly remember you saying, "This is live to the internet," really loud to like everybody around you.
Which I was amazed by the way. Every time I've been in a jail facility, it blocks the hell out of a cell phone signal. So I was actually surprised that the signal even made it out and that we were able to see it last night. And people can go to, I don't know, the best way to access your quick video is. Is it quick.com/, I don't know, Ridley Report? Or
quick.com/Ridley Report.
/Ridley Report. Very good, Dave.
It's supposed to transfer over to YouTube, but sometimes it fails to transfer.
So you're in there, you're being kept in as some sort of a holding cell. How many other prisoners were in there with you?
Well, that night it wasn't too bad. It was probably about 10 of us in the size of like an efficiency apartment. They were all complaining. They're like, I can't believe there's 10 of us in here. This is an outrage. You know, and so I was like, that's
apparently you're just made for jail.
Yeah, geez, he's so, so no
and
sweat.
Later on...
Hold that thought, Dave. Later on. We'll find out in a moment. Stick with us here. More with Dave Ridley, hopefully in a moment. 800-259-9231. Your calls. If you've got a question for Dave, he's here from RidleyReport.com. Arrested because he did what he was told.
Right.
It's Free Talk Live.
Memorial Day on history. Don't miss the deadliest battle fought on American soil. It lasted 3 days. Two armies went in. One nation came out.
If I only could make a deal with God.
From executive producers Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, Gettysburg. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. Though right now, calls will be given priority if you've got a question for Dave Ridley, the independent video journalist who is well known within the Liberty community, I think, now, for his consistent and prolific reporting from here in New Hampshire.
He is certainly, out of all the people in New Hampshire, I mean, Tally does a lot of stuff, but Dave Ridley is the journalist as far as
he's the
putting
man
out
to be
consistent content on a regular basis and just keeping it going for the long duration.
Now, Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is the newest, I think, entrant into being, you know, getting some real good videos out there. And Talley spends more time with editing and, you know, laying in music and cutting things
together.
His
videos are really good, though.
Well, yeah, he does a great job, and you can get his stuff over at Talley.tv. But, Dave, the reason you're so prolific is because of your style, of the way you approach doing your shooting. Can you talk a little bit about that just before we get back to the jail story? What is different about the way Dave Ridley does news reporting?
Efficiency, and also I don't put near as much stuff on the cutting room floor as most videographers do. I try to make something out of almost everything. And I think my theory is you can make almost anything interesting. You just have to, if it starts to get a little dull, you just have to illustrate it with good video. So if someone's talking and it's kind of dry, but you can pull up some good video, it doesn't matter how dry the conversation is. So whereas a news crew will go out, shoot 20, 40 minutes of tape, and then have to spend a lot of time getting it down to a 1.5-minute story, I'll take all 20 minutes of tape and do something with it, you know. And it's not quite as high quality, or not near as high quality as a typical news package, but it's about half as good. But the length, I mean, the quantity will be about 10 times as much, and it will be about half as much quality. So
right, and it's YouTube anyway, right? So, I mean, it's not like you're packaging something for a news broadcast where it has to be tip-top shape as far as the quality level. It's YouTube, so you can kind of cut it down a little bit. Obviously, quality is still important. It can't be utter trash. But
people have to want to watch it.
Right, but
I feel like news tends to overcut.
Forget about quality and focus on just trying to make it interesting and don't worry about the rest. Just make it interesting. and accurate and leave it at that.
Right. Well, and the more you throw out there, the more likely somebody's going to be interested in something that you've put out. Whether they watch 10 out of 10 is another question. But if they watch 5 of 10, then that's more than zero. So, I mean, just putting it out there is good because each of your reports is going to attract kind of a different audience. Like, sometimes you'll focus on Ron Paul. And obviously, the people that might be interested in watching a Ron Paul-related video would be different from those, perhaps, who would be interested in watching a video of you know, being arrested or some sort of civil disobedience coverage. So, anyway, just, you know, kudos to you for being so so prolific within the movement.
Well,
I know that Dave Ridley, you are like I am a testimonial for you because freekeen.com, that's a site where JJ and I are both bloggers. Freekeen is an advertiser with the Ridley Report. So full disclosure, and I've never been so satisfied with buying advertising because I'm constantly having people coming to Keene, New Hampshire, saying they heard about Freekeen not from Free Talk Live. But from, I mean, obviously a lot of them say Free Talk Live, but number two to Free Talk Live is the Ridley Report.
Yep.
And there are people that have moved here because of you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I definitely was influenced by your video, especially that video of you by, I believe it was Tap Room, when you were, had the open carry incident. And then,
oh, where the cop was harassing Dave outside on the street for having a gun strapped to himself?
That's right. And so, obviously, Free Talk Live led me to the Free State Project, and I saw your video about that, and I'm definitely here because of, you know, the combination of you and Ian and a couple other people. So
Dave, tell us more about tell us more about what you're going to say, because we're going into a break. You had something that you want to tell us about the jail. I'd asked you about the other folks you were in there with. You said there are about 10 guys in a holding cell, and then you were going to say later, and we didn't get to that part. So what was that?
If you recall. I don't remember now. It was something about the non-cooperation. It was just like, you know, they had all these things they were going to do to me that they just didn't do. You know, it was kind of smoother than the last two times I've been in jail for this kind of thing.
Did you eat while you were in jail?
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Not,
how was the food?
I'm not hungry streak.
How was the food?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't good.
Okay. All right.
So they had a lot of bluster about what they were going to do to you in the when they got you to the jail. You know, you're going to go to a holding cell. You're gonna be naked. You're gonna be you know, they're gonna blow cold air on you and do whatever it is they do. And they didn't do any of that stuff.
We did this in both jails. That was the thing. And but then both of them just gave me whatever the normal stuff was.
When you say both jails, you mean the police? You mean the National Police Station and the jail?
Or were you? Yeah. I guess, like I say, when I say I thought I might be getting some kind of special treatment, it's probably just coincidence. It's probably just that there was some guy they couldn't process him for 9 hours for some reason. For some reason, they could process me in 3 hours, and it was probably didn't have anything to do with who I was or what they were threatening me with or any of that.
So early this morning, they take you in front of a man, the person wearing a robe, and you had an arraignment at that point. Because, again, they did not put any bail terms on you last night, and so you were held without bail. By the way, they were refusing to release any information. Multiple activists were calling the jail and the police station last night, including myself. I blogged about it over at freekeen.com, where the officers were refusing to release information about what you had been charged with, which you would think would be public knowledge. And when I asked the reason...
Not until it goes in the paper.
And the reason I asked them why, the reason I was given was essentially a carbon copy of, well, it's a juvenile, except they replaced the word juvenile with an adult. Well, he's an adult, and so therefore we can't give you the information. I was just dumbfounded by this.
It's just stupid.
Well, the other thing that was kind of interesting, and this, I guess Adam Mackler probably gets the hat off here. As soon as I get to Valley Street, this guy goes, yeah, your attorney was here. And I'm like, what? I have an attorney? You know, the attorneys just sort of appear out of the ether when you're an activist in New Hampshire.
There's a good chance, you know, Adam Mackler and Lance Weber might just show up to assist. And
Seth Hipple.
Attorneys, yeah, and Seth Hipple. And these attorneys, these are liberty-friendly attorneys that we have up here. When you're an attorney, you get better access to somebody that's in jail. It's just the fact. You can call up. You can say, I need to talk to my client, so-and-so, Dave Ridley, and they will connect you with Dave Ridley. Whereas anybody else that calls a jail, even if you're Dave's mom, they're going to tell you to go, you know, pound sand. Here's how you can write to him.
Yeah, the Keene jail especially, you can't do anything unless you're an attorney, and so having, you know, someone like Lance or Adam is so beneficial.
So you've got a trial date, I presume, at this point, Dave?
Yeah, I think it's July 11th, and okay. They charged me with a Class B misdemeanor.
Ah, so no jury trial.
The classic thing, you know, they would be a class A misdemeanor, then they bump it down to class B probably so that, they can keep me out of the jury trial.
Correct. All right, so I presume you're going to want activists to show up at this particular trial, and you also want to do, I guess, some sort of a protest out in front of Nashville Police Department. So if Nashville PD thought that they were going to get you to go away by arresting you at that hotel, they were mistaken.
Well, we do have to show them that, yeah, whenever they do arrest an activist for victimless crime or non-crime, you know, there is a price to pay, in at least in public relations.
You know, I look forward to the day when we get to show them there's a price to pay for arresting anybody for a non-crime, anybody who's peaceful, for something that hasn't harmed anybody else. And I look forward to when, you know, we've got enough people living here as activists in New Hampshire that we can regularly go out to court trials and show support for people that we don't even know, people that are being assaulted and you know, ruined, having their lives ruined by this system.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share about your experience, Dave, or we've covered pretty much everything?
I'm sure there's something else that I'm forgetting that's important. Well, I guess I should mention, I know I mentioned it, so 449 411, but two different cops grabbed my crotch when I was attempting to, when I was just sitting there cuffed.
That's a little bit of a weird thing, huh?
Strange thing.
What were the
circumstances? I'm not saying they were doing it for some prurient reason, but they were searching me.
I see. Was it like a good cupping of your genitals?
Pretty much.
They just want to be TSA agents.
Wow.
I guess so. Oh, and also I did what I'd been planning to do for a long time. As soon as they started arresting me, I just started thinking, we shall overcome.
Oh.
I've never had Keene police, when I've been arrested by them multiple times, never had them grab my crotch in any kind of a pat-down or search. Seems a little unusual. I mean, when I was in the jail, I had to bend over and cough, but, you know, that's to be expected when you're going into a jail. Dave, people can keep up to date with you over at RidleyReport.com. That links over to your YouTube channel from there. And thanks for doing everything you do for the world of activism, man.
Yeah, thanks
a
lot, Dave.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show tonight. We'll talk to you soon. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Take some time. Go check out some of his videos. Hit the subscribe button.
I'm subscribed.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Definitely a super activist of his own, you know, category.
Well, and
he made
his own category.
That's
Yeah, and you know, I forgot to ask him something, and that is that I presume he's going to be at Porkfest.
I would assume that.
Most of us are going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a few weeks. And I know that he's historically been known for actually giving his Ridleyography classes. So if you're planning on coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, hunt down Dave Ridley. Usually he's easy to find. He's the guy with the video camera.
Yeah.
And you can see his picture over at freekeen.com right now. But if you hunt down Dave and ask him about his Ridleyography class, I think when I took it a couple of years ago, it was like $40. Maybe he's charging $50 now. I don't know. But it's cheap, and it's like 3 or 4 hours long, and he will teach you the tricks of his trade. So he essentially is out there duplicating himself. He's helping people learn how to do better videography, and I think that's great. We're coming up here, 800-259-9231. The top 10 ways to make a good impression. We'll talk about them coming up here. Take your calls about anything. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.